Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest needs no introduction as he is a close friend and former lover, Matthew King.
What up, what up? It is an honor, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
First time in the house.
First time on Lightweights. You know, I always thought that like something was wrong in our friendship. And I don't say that like truly and meanly or anything like that. But like we do mukbangs all the time.
Yeah.
And I see that you've had tons of our friends on this podcast and I always see clips from it. And I'm like, Joe hasn't asked me. But I'm not going to put it on you to ask me to come on Lightweights.
Is that a weird thing? That when you see all of your other friends doing something, but that one person's not asking you to do it?
Yes. Like, yes, it is very weird, but you know what? I understand and respect whatever it is they're going through. Have you ever felt like that with me? Did I ever exclude you on anything?
No, but I do see the similar situation because I see Ella on your podcast like 4 times, but maybe I've only done it twice.
Listen, it's all numbers at Hoot and a Half, okay? It's not you as a person. It's only what's going to get the most amount of views on our podcast. And I mean, I'm just kidding. But surprisingly, Ella is like one of our top performing episodes in guests. I think it's because I guess she doesn't really like put out like big, huge,
her own stuff,
long form content where people want to always get to know her more and more as a person. And she's so great.
Right.
So, but you're pretty good, too.
Let's get right into it.
Thank you, Joe.
Fuck, marry, kill, unfiltered, Hoot and a Half, good influences.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I think I would say... Fuck, though, we're saying fuck in the sexual term, right?
Well, yeah.
Because it's not like, oh, fuck. Like,
no.
I would say...
A one-time good night.
I would say fuck, unfiltered, marry... good influences.
Didn't see that coming.
Oh, really? You think I would kill good influences?
Yeah, just because Hoot and a Half, I feel like, is your baby.
It is my baby, and I do own it, but like because there's so much control and so much pressure over it, I'm always very like stressed more about Hoot and a Half than the other two, because the other two, I just get to talk with my best friends, and there's nothing better than that. So yeah, I would say kill Hoot and a Half, but Hoot and a Half is coming back as a Hoot and a Half 2.0. We're working on a new set, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Hell yeah. Are you going to have me on?
We'll think about that.
We'll look at the numbers, see how you performed last time, and we'll get back to you. Let's talk about wedding stuff, because you and I are married men soon.
Yes! We're going to be married men! Your wedding is coming up very soon.
A couple weeks.
Are you as stressed as I am? Even though I'm not that stressed, it's just becoming more and more real. And it almost feels like... You ever hear people talk about going skydiving? It's like, oh, it's not a big deal until the day you actually go skydiving. You're like, holy shit, I'm actually going skydiving. I'm like getting that kind of like, I don't want to say nervousness, but I just want to go and do it.
You're
like,
still a couple months away.
I wish it was tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, couple months away. I think 2 months.
Yeah, mine's this month. I'm not nervous at all. Caitlin's freaking out.
That's good. How many, are you saying how many people are coming to your wedding?
Like 75.
See, that is great. Now, looking back,
looking
I'm kind of realizing we invited way too many people.
How many did you invite? How many are showing up?
I think we're like around 400 right now.
Invited?
400 and maybe some extra.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude.
I don't even know 400 people.
That's like a conference. That's not, that's not like a wedding. Like, I don't even think... I'm now getting worried about, like, will I even have time to say hi to everybody? Like, have you ever had, like, hosted a party and, like, so many people came, and then the day after you're like, I feel like I didn't get to talk to anybody. I feel like it's going to be that times 10.
I think you could talk to every person for 1 minute and then your entire wedding's over.
Yeah, it's basically going to be speed dating at my own wedding. So lately I've been looking at it going, man, there's going to be so many people there. But apparently the flights are really hard to get. The hotels are a little hard. I think some people may be discouraged to come.
I just booked my flight. We booked my hotel. Caitlin and I are so excited to go to Alabama and get the full Alabama experience.
I'm excited for you to experience it. What do you think Alabama is like?
Southern charm. I just picture beautiful greenery, water. The people are so kind and so sweet. Lots of little old ladies walking around.
They're adorable. I think, especially Birmingham, like, their Southern isn't like Texas Southern. Theirs is like a little bit more posh Southern. Yeah. Like, they have a little bit better vocabulary. They're very kinder. There's a little better etiquette. But yeah, you'll be very surprised on how beautiful, like, Birmingham is.
Are we in, like, a city, or are we in, like, the heart?
You're in this city, but it's definitely, like, a big, small city, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, because, wait, you're from, like, Jersey, so I really, it's hard to pinpoint. Are those, like, big?
More suburban.
Yeah, I would say.
We're, like, malls and, like, Taco Bells.
Right. I'm excited for you to try it. You better try Hamburger Heaven.
Oh, that's on the list.
For the people who don't know, Patricia, my fiance, her dad has a hamburger chain. There's about four of them in Birmingham.
In Hamburger, Alabama.
If you're in Birmingham, though, go to the one on 280 or Irondale. And I think all of our guests actually get, like, free vouchers to go eat there.
Are you going to set up our rooms and put stuff in it?
I don't think I can't go to that extent. No. There's maybe my
400 guests coming. They're all out of towners.
Maybe my groomsmen will probably get some freebies. I'm working on my bachelor party. That's next weekend. You're not having a bachelor party.
No, dude, the wedding is so expensive. We can't do
your
like,
bachelor. Your groomsmen like pay for the bachelor party.
Yeah, but like, what are we gonna do? Go to Big Bear and hang out in a cabin?
That's exactly what you do on a bachelor party.
I could do that. I like random shit. Like, I don't like giving gifts for a holiday. I like giving gifts because it's a Thursday.
We're influencers, man. We can just get free gifts and then re-gift the gifts.
If you want to give me your contacts for whoever's giving you this free bachelor party, I am down.
I actually haven't, like, hardly gotten anything. That's why I reached out to you. I'm like, have you had a bachelor party? What free stuff have you gotten? Have you ever been a groomsman before?
No, I went to my first wedding last year.
Wow.
I'm 33, yeah.
First wedding last year.
I've put them off. I've never been a fan of going to weddings.
Oh, so you've been invited to them, you just don't go.
Yeah. I mean, my friends from New Jersey would invite me to their weddings, but I didn't want to fly all the way back to New Jersey for a wedding at the height of when we were doing everything on the internet.
Dude, you're looking at the wedding connoisseur. Like, I'm the complete opposite of that.
I
if you invite me to your wedding, I will go to your wedding. Not everybody, but most of my friends.
Anyone listening right now and wants Matt to come to their wedding, I'm sure he'll show up.
I think a big reason why I love weddings, though, especially for my hometown friends, is because our 10-year high school reunion didn't happen because it was 2020.
Would you have gone?
100%, Joe.
Yeah, of course you would.
Man, I was on student council, man. I was like editor of the newspaper.
Were you president?
Was not president of what? I was president of the speech and debate team. Sure. That was the only presidential title I ever had.
Well, what was the student council? What were you?
The student council? Well, I was.
Did you read the morning announcements?
I did read them. Actually, you know what? I sometimes read the morning announcements, but I was behind in the studio producing the morning announcements. The top kids on student council were doing the morning announcements, but nobody ever tuned in. At your school, did you guys sit down and watch the morning announcements?
We didn't watch. There was a loudspeaker, so we all listened to it.
Oh, boring.
Yeah.
No video production going on at your high school?
No. Were you dressed up as Freddy the Frog when you were doing this?
Hold on. What? How do you know about Freddy the Frog?
Is that your elementary school musical that you were in?
That was my elementary school musical in second grade at Rainwater Elementary. It was my big debut in the play called Once Upon a Lily Pad, Joe. Ever heard of it?
No,
It's written by David Mamet, and it is in lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And yes, I was cast as Freddy the Frog. I still remember like all of my lines.
Did you sing?
I did sing. I wish I may. I wish I might. I wish that I could have this wish. I wish tonight I'd fly away. It's a really great story, Joe. It's about a frog who he can't jump high enough, or he struggles with jumping in all of his other.
Wait, you were the lead?
I was the lead.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I feel like if I didn't get cast in that role, my life could have been totally different.
Actually?
I think so. I think it was a true canon. No, I don't think that's the right canon way to describe event. It. Canon moment, or it was pivotal into the
trajectory of Matt King.
Absolutely, Joe.
You genuinely think that is what put you on that path to success to where you are now?
Yeah, 100%. I think it
Freddy
gave,
the Frog.
It gave me that like confidence. Obviously, loved the attention. Loved it. And especially when you're like, at 7 years old and everyone's like, that was really great. And all the attention's on you. You're kind of like.
Did you kind of coast on that fame in elementary school? Were you Freddy the Frog, the lead guy?
You know what? I don't think I topped it much in elementary school, but I did get cast as Dick Clark. Do you know who Dick Clark is?
Yeah.
We did a like Dancing Through the Decades musical show. It was like American Bandstand. And I was Dick Clark. So I got to do that.
All of these stories that you're sharing make me so excited to go to Alabama, because I feel like that's the Alabama charm that's going to be there. I know you're from Texas.
What? Elementary school musicals is the Alabama charm?
We didn't talk about Freddy the Frog. We had like a circus and that was it. I was a clown.
Did you ever have any theatrical experiences? Were you ever
Fuck
in any?
No.
What? How, then when did you come out of your shell? Were you always, I guess you've always been a guy behind the camera.
No, I had like the band stuff like on the side. Like everyone would be doing trumpets and trombones, but I was playing guitar and drums after school.
Oh.
I was always doing my own thing. I never wanted to be part of the pack.
Okay, yeah, you ditched the school and
yeah.
You were smoking cigarettes out in the parking lot.
Yeah, doing drugs, uh-huh. Hardcore stuff, you know?
What hardcore drugs? What was the first hardcore drug you ever did?
My friend bought weed from his neighbor and we smoked weed, but I still
from his neighbor, like
his neighbor was the local drug dealer.
What was it like, a full-on adult, or was it another like kid he knew?
No, he was like 3 years older than us.
Well, that's easy access though. You don't have to go like sit in a parking lot and someone has to go up to someone else's room.
One time we bought weed through a Wendy's.
Okay. I brought weed through a window. Not at a Wendy's.
A window,
not Wendy's.
But even now, like, I still never fully inhale it. I think I just, like, it's like the social pressure of doing it.
I didn't realize you had to inhale it the first time, like, I smoked weed.
You just put it in your mouth? Like,
yeah, because I didn't get high. I was just like.
Me neither.
And then the first time someone was like, no, you really got to inhale it. I was like, holy shit.
I even remember we took a Corona from his dad's fridge in the basement, and three of us shared it. And we're all just like, do you feel it?
We bought a 30-pack of Keystone, thinking that us four, like, seventh graders were going to be able to finish a 30-pack of Keystone in one night. We had a guy called the Beer Guy who, I don't even know how old this man was. I'm pretty sure he was 35, and he bought us beer. We met him down, I don't know, in some cul-de-sac. We went up. We drank them, and then we were like, we can't finish it. We could only have, like, four or five beers, and then we had to go into the woods and just, like,
bury. Did you have a lot of time in the woods as a kid?
Yes, there was like a green belt near my house, and I was a big like riding on my bikes, going out there, getting in the woods and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Kind of like Stranger Things meets Super 8.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so was I.
So, do you want to raise your kids in LA?
In a perfect world, I'd raise them in a New Jersey type setting where it's suburban, and that would be the dream. But I don't know.
That's what I want kind of for my kids, too. I want my kids to be able to go ride around on their bikes in the neighborhood and get into the woods and stuff. But I don't think there's anywhere in L.A. that, like, is that...
Even in New Jersey, you can't anymore.
Oh, really? What, did New Jersey change one day overnight? It's not...
I mean, over the past, like, 5 or 10 years, it definitely hasn't been as safe because there's so many break-ins everywhere.
Yeah, that is true, Joe. That is really true.
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely different. But I spent so much time in the woods as a kid because we had, like not rivers, but, like, streams.
Yeah, little creeks.
Creeks.
Yeah.
And because my town used to be underwater during the prehistoric age, so you would find shark teeth in the creek.
Get out of here. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Shark teeth. Oh, man, in Texas, we just found, crawfish. I don't know.
Is there going to be a lot of Southern,
Southern what at the wedding?
Cooking.
Yes, I think there's going to be, like, a lot of Southern food at, like,
did that's you guys being get served a caterer? At
the wedding. Yeah, there's a caterer
what
at the wedding.
What kind of food? What do you got?
I would say, like, Southern comfort food with, like, a bit of a twist. Do you?
Is it a bar?
Buddy,
endless buffet.
Sometimes now I'm learning more things about my wedding as I'm getting closer to it, and these are things that yes, I.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big-time nutrition and flavor year-round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21+ only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I approved on, but I immediately forget about it.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a bit of a surprise.
You did something really funny when I called you and asked about the room block. Exactly what I asked you, you repeated it to Patricia, and she gave me the answer. And Caitlin's like, that's exactly what you do. I'm like, oh, no.
There's so much to keep up with.
Because she knows everything. She's like, overlord. I'm like,
yes.
Peon.
I know. It's just give me two choices, and I'll pick one, and I don't know.
Is there anything you and Patricia butted heads about? Not butted head, but on the wedding that you wanted something and she wanted something different?
I still, to this day, I disagree that one of our cakes is like a red velvet cake, and I'm just like, why?
What do you mean one of? Like one tier?
Well, no, we have our like traditional white wedding cake. We have that, and then there's this red velvet cake, and it's not a groom's cake, but it's like this secondary cake.
When does that come out?
I don't know, Joe. Probably around the time of the cake cutting thing. But I was just very like, it doesn't really. I'm a big color palette guy. I like things to be like cohesive in the aesthetic of a wedding, and I just felt like there's no red in the wedding. Why are we serving this red cake? I just don't think it matches.
What was her reasoning?
She was just like, I like red velvet cake. And I'm also team anti-red velvet cake because it's just red chocolate cake. It's not, there's no flavor that's like any different.
Did you fly to Alabama and do the tasting?
Yes, I think I did. I think I did.
Did you try the food?
Buddy, I think I did. I'm not, no, I didn't try the food, but I've ate at the social club there. So I'm familiar with the cuisine and I know it's great quality. But have I ate the cake? I think maybe Patricia went into the cake tasting without me.
The cake tasting was the best part of the whole process.
Oh, for you, I bet.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Could you make up your mind about your cake and what you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, I always throw my two cents in. I'm pretty passive. Okay. But Caitlin sees the bigger picture, so I let her just take lead.
Okay.
But I definitely throw in my two cents of, like, I think we need – we also have three tiers, and then there's the one tier where we save for ourselves. Are you guys doing that?
Are you? Yes, I believe that you save it for yourself, but
for
are you going to
do your anniversary?
You're going to keep it in the freezer?
I mean, I don't care to, but if she wants to, I will.
I didn't even know that was a thing until now.
Yeah. Caitlin knows all these things. A baby moon. Do you know what a baby moon is?
A baby moon is, I think, a vacation that you go on while the wife is pregnant.
And then there's a push present. Do you know what a push present is?
Yes, I know what a push present is. It's what you get your girl after she's given birth.
All these things are coming out of nowhere. I've never heard of them.
I'm pretty sure I knew.
Did you ever confess to shooting paintballs at cars when you were a kid?
Shit, man. How do you know this stuff? Me, I think I've said this on Unfiltered. Joe, look at me, Matt the Rat. I did not shoot paintballs at the cars, but my friend did, and I was there.
Where were you driving?
I wasn't driving. No, my friend lived in a neighborhood that backed up to like a highway, and there was like a big wall. You know that like the alleyway that like faces the highway. We went in the alleyway. He took a paintball gun and shot cars, and we did it 2 weekends in a row, Joe.
Oh, moving cars? That's fucked,
buddy. I know.
Lightweighters don't do that at home.
And then by the third weekend, they caught on to us because within a minute, cop cars swarmed like both ends of the alley, and we had a run.
Did you get caught?
We did not get caught. I ran.
They're still looking
so fucking fast, Joe. I threw up. I threw up from running and nerves. It was the one time I had ever thrown up in my life, not out of sickness.
Have you ever ran from the cops in any other time?
No, not run from the cops. No. Maybe I've been at a party and it's been like the cops are here, scattered and jumped over a fence and stuff, but yeah. Not a full on chase. But I've had some like interactions with cops.
When I was a senior, I learned a lesson that I used last weekend at David's party. But someone told me to park down the corner and around the corner so that when the cops come and they block off the street, you can run out to your car and drive off.
Great move. Did the cops try to bust David's party last weekend?
No, but you know how he has that really long hill and then like it curves?
Yes.
So I parked at the very bottom of the hill and the cops, for whatever reason, blocked off the exit. So nobody can go out that way, but everyone had to go out the other way. And my car was one car in front of where the cops were blocking.
Ooh,
and I was able to leave.
Nice.
I don't know why they were blocking it, but
I guess because they just don't want it to pile up. I don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a party here where the cops came and busted it up in LA? You're a
yeah,
party guy.
Yeah, a handful of times. Cops have like busted parties that we used to throw, I'm pretty sure. Nothing's ever gotten out of hand, but yeah, cops have been called. One time we had Megan Trainor over at my apartment. This was like when I first moved out to LA. And she had her like big songs out, her first big ones. And I remember the cops came and they were like, everyone's got to leave. And they were like, wait, Megan Trainor?
Shut up, really?
Oh, shit. Cool, can I get a picture? I think he like asked for a photo with Megan Trainor.
Yeah. And then did he kick everybody out?
Then I think he was like, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so funny.
Oh, hey, I'm all about that bass. I don't even know if Megan Trainor remembers that. I haven't seen her in years.
If you could have an artist perform at your wedding, would it be The Neighborhood Wake Up or Danny Morgan?
Jesus. Oh, my. The Neighborhood Wake Up, man. Okay, The Neighborhood Wake Up was the name of my first band. I got a guitar for Christmas, never took lessons, never bothered to learn.
Made a MySpace.
I made a MySpace. I think it wasn't the guitar, it wasn't learning the guitar that I really wanted to do. It was just making a music page on MySpace. And so
that's what qualified a band, because I did that too, Expect the Unexpected.
Oh, really? That was the name of it? Yeah. Expect the Unexpected.
And our photo was taken in my bathroom in the basement.
Wow, that's a good name.
And people thought we were cool. People thought we were a real band in school. They're like, yo, you're in a band. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we are.
I'm booking a gig soon. And we never made a song. I just wanted the MySpace. The Neighborhood Wake Up. Did you talk to my brother? How do you know all this?
Did you almost burn down your group house in college?
I did. Oh, my. I think about this probably once a week, and it was the closest to I've ever,
starting almost, an arson?
Yeah, pretty much. This was one night in college. This is back when I was smoking cigarettes. And
how often did you smoke?
In college? Oh, I didn't smoke every day, but I definitely on the weekends would like have a few cigarettes.
When you're drinking?
Yeah, when I'm drinking, or I guess like when I was like high and something like that. Yeah, sure. We would have, my roommate smoked, we would smoke. And I was just really dumb, and I didn't like ash it out in a bottle or anything. And there was like this wood rot in the corner of our back deck. And I was so stupid. I just thought like I could just like ash it out in this like dirty wet wood, because I'm like, oh, it's wet, it's not going to light. We then go back downstairs, watch a bit of a football game, go back out onto the deck, and it's on fire. Like
how big?
Not severe, not full ablaze, but burning. It almost kind of looked, because it was all kind of wet wood, but it was still burning.
What kind of wet, though? Like water
like
wet?
damp wood.
How'd it catch on fire?
Because of my cigarette that I put out, I clearly didn't ash it out the proper way, and it's just all burning down. We're getting buckets of water, trying to put it out. And then I remember one of my roommates is like, I have to tell my mom. And
did you know it was your fault?
Yes, instantly. And I owned up. I owned up to it. I'm like, oh, God, that was my bad. And thank gosh it happened while we were awake. Because if we had gone to bed, the whole house would have burnt down. 100%, Joe. And but my big thing was with the guy. I was like, do not tell your mom. Because then your mom's going to tell my mom. And then I'm going to get in big trouble. And this is going to blow up bigger than it needs to be. So what I did.
How old are you at this point? 19?
I was 20. I was maybe 21.
What kind of trouble would you get in with your mom at 20?
Good question.
You just didn't want to hear
it. I think I just didn't want the news to spread, because all the guys in our college house, we were all family friends. And they're like, oh, Matt's smoking cigarettes. I think it was mostly smoking cigarettes that I was more ashamed about.
Yeah.
Not even smoking weed, cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I went to Lowe's. I got my friend's power saw, and I measured everything out of what had been burnt.
Actually?
Buddy, I was like Tim Allen in Home Improvement. I cut everything exactly how it was and hid kind of like the burnt wood in a safe way. Trust me, it's just all railing here. It's not like, I don't know, the foundation is off. And I went back to the house years later, actually a couple years ago, and I went out on the, I knocked on the door. Because it's a bunch of college students, and you're like, hey, I used to live here. Can I come check out the house? Most of the time, college students are like, hell yeah, come on in. So hey, I used to live here. And I went out on the deck, and I looked, and I was like, I rebuilt all of this because I burned it down. And they're like, no way. But our landlord never knew.
What's your favorite episode of Suits?
God, I hate Suits. Well, now I'm learning to take it back. I think I misjudged Suits. I think it actually is a good show. It's just not my kind of show. That's what I'll say about Suits, Joe. I actually have never even seen an episode. I've just seen clips. I think it just operates on the same formula, and it's just not that interesting.
What shows do you find interesting?
Because
you're a cinema guy.
Dude, I've been watching have you seen Hijack?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I binged the first 4 episodes last night with Patricia. Loved it.
It fucked me because they're doing weekly releases. So I watched, and someone else watches the show on the account. Like Caitlin's brother. So whenever he watches it, I lose my space.
Oh no.
So now I lost my spot by episode 5, and I can't figure out where I am.
I think that happened to a friend of mine who Game of Thrones. He hopped multiple seasons.
Yeah.
And was like, what is this? Or someone else did that, and it was like a flashback, and they were like, huh?
But Hijack's incredible.
It's awesome. Have you seen Barry?
I can't get into it.
Really? Yeah. Stick with it. Each episode's only 30 minutes. I didn't watch it for years until this year. And I've plowed through it. Just right when I'm eating lunch, pop on Barry. It's great. It's funny. Incredible choices. It's a little stressful, but not as stressful as Hijack.
I need to watch the new Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I hate It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You would. Why don't you like classy shows?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Actually, it's a good comedy show. Everyone on that show is talented. It is funny.
You're just saying that to try and get them on your podcast.
No, Joe, not at all. I kind of have no interest in talking to anybody. Maybe Danny DeVito I would like to talk about directing Matilda with, but that's the only person from It's Always Sunny that I would have questions for. Is this a Matt Research thing about It's Always Sunny, or you just pulled?
No, this is what I love. It's one of my favorite shows.
That's great. That's great, Joe. I'm happy for you. I love that that you love It's Always Sunny. My thing with It's Always Sunny is all of them are idiots.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
That stresses me out in a comedy.
There's one person who kind of gets it.
Or someone has to be like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, there is.
A sane one. You know, that's why like Jim on The Office works really well. I mean, he has his moments, but he looks at the camera. There's a bit of levity with that in the mania. When those four are running around Philadelphia getting into shit, I'm stressed.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
I know. I like Arrested Development. That's more my era of...
What else? WWE?
WWE?
Yeah.
Do you watch WWE? I bet you were a WWE kid.
Oh, my God. I love WWE.
Did you have the action figures?
I did. I had the ring. I had the action figures. I had the video games. I ate the ice creams where...
Is this edited or is this put in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Did you ever play the video? Who was your favorite all-time wrestler like back then?
Jeff Hardy.
Which one was Jeff Hardy?
He had the purple hair and he would jump off the ladder.
I don't even remember him. I remember Triple H.
Yeah, he wasn't my favorite.
I remember Sting.
He was cool. He had a baseball bat.
I like Sting. He was my favorite. He had that like face paint.
Yep.
And then there was...
Yeah, you like the showmanship.
China
you
doll.
You like China?
I like China. Obviously Hulk.
Who'd you have the hots for?
China. The hots, I don't even know any of the other female wrestlers.
Trish Stratus. Yeah.
If that's not a wrestling name, then I don't know what is.
She was the best.
I like more of the ring girls. And I played the N64 wrestling stuff. Yeah.
Were you a Sonic or a Mario guy?
Oh, great question. Mario, very familiar with, but I loved Sonic, but I never got to play it because...
You never had a Sega?
You had to have a Sega Dreamcast. I would go to JCPenney just to play the Sega Dreamcast that they would have like set up. Do you remember that? Like JCPenney had a Sega Dreamcast?
I don't remember. I went there all the time, but I don't remember that being... I would go to GameStop and play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I always remember there was a Sega. And I loved playing Sonic. But now I have the emulator, and now I get to live out all my Sonic dreams. But I do like Sonic as a character more than Mario, but I played Mario more. Are you Sonic?
No, because I never had Sega, but I would go over this one kid's house who I didn't like, but he had Sega. So I had to like hang out with him to play Sega. And he wasn't good at sharing either.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I didn't even get to play that much.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like friends that I had that I just used for their stuff.
Yeah, there's this one. He was
remember
the only
one kid had a ferret, and I sometimes would go over there just to play with the ferret, but it was his sister's ferret, so that was a whole nother layer. And he was in a wheelchair too.
Did you have a crush on any of your friends? Did you have a crush on any of your friend's sisters?
I had crushes on my babysitters.
Did you?
Yeah, my babysitters.
Did you ever like think you were going to fall in love with them?
Babysitter Taylor. Oh my gosh, man, I had a big crush on her.
Where's she at today?
Married with kids. I think living in Houston. Yeah. I'm happy for her, but
how much older was she?
Oh, she was born. I even remember the year she was born. That's how much. She was born 1987, and I was born 92, so 5 years older than me.
So you thought there was a chance.
Yeah, man. Dude, for sure. So, but friends who had sisters, none of my close guys had sisters. Oh. Actually, that's so weird. None of them did.
Yeah.
Isn't there some like theory about how if you're the oldest sibling, you're friends with a bunch of younger siblings? Or your friends were the young... younger siblings.
Younger than you?
Like, if you're the eldest child, eldest children tend to be friends with kids who were...
Younger. No, in my friend group, we brought the younger sibling up. So he hung out with us.
Oh, inclusive.
Yeah, he was 2 years younger, and we didn't like his friends. But he hung out with us and ended up just hanging out with us all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because we were the cool guys.
Absolutely. That's sure. Yeah. Sure you were.
And fucking going to 7-Eleven, getting slushies, playing bowling, you know, fucking running around Marlboro.
Playing like, bowling?
Yeah.
Like, you would go to bowling just to go bowl?
Yeah, there was like an era where we got really into it for a month.
I feel like I only went bowling if it was somebody's birthday, but I don't think we ever were like, let's go bowl for fun. We would go play laser tag. And maybe we did buy the package. Sometimes at like Main Event, they'd be like, you got a bowl.
Yeah.
And you get a bit of laser tag games.
But if we found like a deal, like the bowling alley probably had half price Tuesday, Thursdays. So then we were like, let's go.
It's a steal.
Yeah. Same with Applebee's when they had half priced apps after 10.
Dude.
We go every night.
I would love to go fuck up an Applebee's. Dude, what sucks about LA is I don't feel like we have access to like those good chain restaurants.
Chains are illegal in LA. Did
they're
you know that?
So hard to find.
Because they're illegal in LA.
But if it's a freaking Del Taco, they're everywhere.
Because I talked to BJ Novak. Chains are illegal in LA due to zoning or whatever. And the closest one is Chili's in like Temecula or something.
In Encino, there's a Chili's.
That's the closest one.
I actually went there the day I proposed to Patricia.
Did you?
Yeah.
You proposed to her and then you went to Chili's?
No.
Wait, they're paying for people's weddings. Say yes.
Are they really?
Yes.
That's what we did.
Yes.
It was the day I was proposing and I just wanted to go like treat myself. It's weird the day you're proposing, you think, oh, I'm just going to go about my day normally and then I'm going to propose later. But it's weird. Like the moment you wake up, you're like, all you're thinking about is proposing.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
What time did you propose?
I think about like 6 or 5. Yeah,
around then. And you went to Chili's for lunch?
I went to Chili's for lunch with my brother. My brother just took care of me the whole day.
Was he trying to keep you? Were you? I picture you freaking out.
Yeah. I was pretty weird. Even Zane filmed like a video of me that day, thinking it was gonna be like, oh, this is gonna be cute, like Matt getting ready and like him being so nervous. I looked at that video. It looks like I'm like high off morphine, but like in a way where I'm functional, if that makes sense. But yeah, what time of the day did you propose?
I wanted sunset, and it was on the beach in Malibu, and it was raining that day, but it cleared up for that 30 minutes when I was proposing. We had this incredible sunset because of the rain, and birds were flying over in like V formations. It was the coolest. It worked out so perfectly. And then we went to Broad Street Oyster after in Malibu. And
that's a Applebee's offshoot, right?
Yeah. The knockoff. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we celebrated there, and we got lobster rolls and
were
oysters.
You around Caitlin the entire day? Like,
I feel like I went to the gym in the morning, and then I think back to that day, and all I think of is us getting dressed and me saying, are you sure you want to wear that? And then she says, yeah, why? I say, do you want to change? And she says, no. I say, I feel like you should change.
What was she wearing?
Because she always wanted to be dressed up and have her nails done for it.
Buddy, I know exactly that whole thing. I was out to dinner with Patricia like a week before I was about to propose. And she goes, do you think I should get my nails done? And I was like, I couldn't. I was trying so hard to keep a straight face. But I was like, yeah, sure. I don't know. Why do you need your nails done?
Yeah. Did she know that you knew why she was asking?
Actually, yes. Because I think this is when she knew. This was before I had my appendicitis. This was like the original week I was going to propose.
Yeah, break it down. So you had a day, you got appendicitis, and you had to delay it a week?
Yes, I was going to propose to her in Birmingham. Auburn and like Penn State were playing. I had a bunch of family coming in. My parents were going to be there, and I was like, this will be a perfect weekend to propose. I'm going to do it out there. And that was going to be on like a Thursday or Friday. Not at the game, but just, yeah, in Birmingham. And then on that Monday, I went to the Emmys, and I had appendicitis. And I had to like... And I was talking to the doctor right when they diagnosed me. And I said, well, I'm proposing this week. Like, can I still get on a plane and everything and, like, drink and celebrate? They were like, absolutely not. Like, you need to come up with a plan B. So,
how many days did you delay it?
A month, a full month. Because I also, I had to heal. I couldn't drink. It was just, yeah, I needed.
Did she have any idea that it was going to happen that day?
Yes. And I think kind of the night before, we were at an event and I had a friend who I was texting.
The night before the Emmys?
No, this is, oh, wait, we're talking about the Emmys the first time?
Yeah, the first time. Did
yeah,
she know?
Yeah, I think she knew. Yeah.
Like a rough idea.
Yeah, I think she knew. And I think one of her friends kind of like hinted at and told her. And then one of her friends told me that the friend had spilled the beans to her and told her the weekend it was going to happen. And then I had to confront that friend. Buddy, I caused a whole bunch of drama. I think I actually severed friendships because, but I had to like call out this one girl and be like, did you actually tell Patricia when I'm proposing?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Because the other girl was going, you need to confront her. Because she said it. I was there in the car with her. But I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I just needed to know if it was true.
And was it?
Yeah, apparently it was true, but maybe one of the girls was exaggerating. I don't know.
How'd that person find out? How many people did you tell? You told a lot of people. You told me.
Yeah, I think.
I didn't tell anybody.
I think I kind of told a few people.
I like.
Who cares? I don't think it's that big of a deal. If you want to tell people you're going to propose, get it off your chest. And if somebody tells you that they're about to propose and when it's going down, don't tell the bride.
Yeah.
Don't tell her.
I told Carly and Aaron.
That's great.
Because I wanted one person to be in on it.
Carly and Aaron were there when I picked up, like, my engagement ring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, when it arrived in the mail, which was pretty freaky. Just knowing I had, like, bought a ring and it was being shipped via FedEx.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, like, the first ones to see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get it engraved with anything on the inside?
No, I haven't. Are you getting your wedding band engraved? Wait, are you already wearing a wedding band?
This is my promise ring that she gave me,
Promise ring? What are you? Like a Baptist 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, I'm a Jonas brother. And this one is engraved now, but originally it was not. And I forget.
What does it say?
I think just like, this one says I love
Listen
you more.
Listen to Lightweights.
Lightweights.com/Spotify. And yeah.
I think we're going to get the date. Oh, what does your wedding band look like? Have you picked it out, tried it on?
Yeah, it's really cool. I don't know how to describe rings, but it's like, it's round.
Mine's kind of Lord of the Rings looking.
What color?
Gold.
Okay.
What color? When I say Lord of the Rings looking,
I picture black and it has skulls. I picture skulls.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
I'm picturing, what's the HBO show?
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
I forgive you for that brain fart, but it's like, obviously, it is a gold ring, Joe. It doesn't light up in Elvish, you know, when you put it in the fires of Mordor, but yeah, it's pretty classic. It's like my dad's engaged. What did your dad have, his wedding band? What was it, like a gold?
I think his, yeah, gold, and it has like three diamonds on it.
Three diamonds? Flashy Mr. Vulpes.
Like, three, like, on the inside of the ring. Not inside,
he has
but
diamonds on the inside. Wait.
I think there's three.
Damn, he's flashy.
Is he?
I've never seen diamonds on, like, a male, like, wedding ring.
Oh, yeah. I have diamonds on mine.
You do?
Yeah.
Show me.
I don't have it. I didn't get married yet.
You don't have, like, a picture of it?
No.
Oh. Okay. That's kind of cool. Maybe. Now I'm, like, getting jealous.
No, because we went in, and I'm like, Caitlin, I'm happy with this. I don't want anything. And then I ended up picking the most expensive one that I liked.
Damn, did you pay for it, or is Caitlin paying for it?
She paid for it.
Whoa, yeah. How nice.
Yeah, we're getting married.
Might as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited to practice spinning it on a table.
Are you?
Yeah, because remember when the writer's strike was happening, Conan O'Brien on his show would just, he still had his show going on, but he would do like the most absurd things instead of interviewing other celebrities.
And he would
spin his wedding band and count how long it would go on for. And it was so entertaining. Like, people loved it. So
yeah.
I'm excited to practice spinning it.
Conan's one of my favorite late night hosts.
Definitely. Also one of my favorite podcast hosts, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime he has a good guest, I get so excited.
Yeah.
He's incredible. And his videos, when he would go out and do stuff with his producer that hates him.
Yes. What is it? Oh, what's his name? Oh, I forget. But yeah, I love when he goes to Italy with him.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Conan O'Brien, has a new travel abroad show
Does he?
Yes. I think it's coming on Max. I saw the trailer for it like a couple months ago, so has to be coming out soon.
What's all this mean for you? Are you trying to get a show?
Me? A show? Like an actual like TV show? The thing is, Joe, who's watching TV?
But even like an influencer thing or on HBO Max, there's so many different platforms.
Sure, I'm up for it. I'm up for the possibility.
But you're not like actively?
I'm not like a one-year plan kind of thing. I like to just focus on something for the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just focused on getting married right now, dude. That's obviously not my prime objective, but I'm not like trying to make big business moves post-wedding. Though, right when I'm married, I'm like, relax. Then I'll really think about it.
And then after you guys hitch the wagon.
Yes.
What's the plan?
What plan? Okay, like what? Are we having babies?
Yeah, little Matt King's running around.
Are you going to have babies?
Not for like a year or two.
I feel like you're a very private person where, yeah, you're going to plan on having babies, but you're not going to say it online like this.
No, I mean, to be completely honest, I'm 33, so I don't want to wait too long.
Right. I'm same way with you. How old was your dad when he had you?
25.
25? Oh, yeah, pretty young. My dad was 32. Both of my parents were 32.
Oh.
And I've always liked the timing and the distance between us as like kid and parent. I didn't have like super young parents, but I didn't have super old parents.
Yeah.
It was the perfect, I think, age parent.
Yeah, so I'm in that gap right now.
Okay.
So that's what I want.
Then, yeah, take advantage of it. We should link up.
Yeah, we should make babies at the same time.
But Patricia and I, we have talked about it. We don't want to have kids in our first year. But
no, you want to enjoy.
I want to go travel to some other places.
Where do you want
to
go?
China.
Really?
I really want to go to China. Study 2 years of Mandarin, man. And I really want to put it to use. And once you have a baby, you're not going to China anytime soon. China, Korea, just do those two.
North or south?
South, obviously.
Okay. Bad ask.
And we couldn't get the reservations for North, but we're working on it.
I have a guy at the DMZ if you want.
The DMZ? Mm-hmm. What's the DMZ?
Demilitarized Zone.
Oh, damn. I thought you just mispronounced DMV, but the DMZ. And then I want to go to Sweden.
No Brazil.
And
no South America.
No. And then Patricia really wants to go to Greece. So
we're going to Greece for our honeymoon.
You are?
Are you going on honeymoon?
Yeah, we are.
Where are you going?
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Which some people are like, ugh, Hawaii. Why are you going to Hawaii? That's so basic and boring. Listen, we're getting married middle of October. It's monsoon season everywhere. Cool.
Yeah.
The weather's not that great. And the reason why Greece... Patricia, you know, she's Greek. She has a lot of places she wants to go see, and that would be a really hardcore like
adventure trip.
We want to just go to the nicest resort in Hawaii. At least I think I've found it.
What would your China trip be?
China trip?
Is that a hardcore travel?
I want to go to Shanghai and Beijing. I really don't have any interest to going anywhere else. Would like to go look at the Great Wall. Just step on it, be like, cool, saw it, and leave. I'm not interested in like walking a far distance on it.
But went to Japan. You're known for being a fan of Japanese culture.
Love it.
Well, did you get enough Japanese kick last time you went?
No, not enough. I definitely would want to go to Japan again in the future. I would actually take my kids to Japan as well.
How many days were you in Japan?
A week. And I felt like it wasn't enough.
What would be enough for you for this next round?
To go to... why can't I think of it?
Well, how many days would you want to go?
Osaka. I want to go check out Osaka, and I want to just go explore more of the country. Like, I felt like there was just more to go see.
Hiroshima.
That too.
Would you go?
No. Hiroshima?
Did I say it wrong?
No, I know. It's the same way. I'm not that big of like a World War II guy. Are you that big of a World War II guy?
Yeah. I think it's cool. I think American history is cool. So I'd want to go see that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Pearl Harbor. Are you going to... Maui?
No, I have seen the Pearl Harbor Museum.
Yeah.
Like, I did see that when I was
so interesting.
A kid. Is that in Maui?
No, I think
it's
Oahu.
Oahu. Yeah, near Waikiki. Yeah, I've been there. But that's exciting. You're going to Greece.
Yeah, and Paris and
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You're like Jay Alvarez and Alexis Wren.
Yeah, man. Check out our travel vlogs. I really want to go to South Africa.
Why South Africa?
Safaris.
Oh, the country South Africa.
Yeah.
You can go on safaris in South Africa?
I think so.
Oh, damn. I just always thought South Africa is like the more like civilized, the more like booming city. It's like Cape Town, right?
Yeah, but I think That's where you go for those safaris.
Oh, shit. I thought you had to go to, like, Zimbabwe.
No.
I guess I would like to go to South Africa. Maybe. I'm not in any rush.
And I edited Todd's Costa Rica vlog, and he made it look so fun.
Costa Rica?
I want to go back there.
I want to go on a trip with Todd again, even though I'm going to on my bachelor trip with him soon.
Where'd you guys go?
I love traveling with Todd.
Minnesota?
For my bachelor party?
No, didn't you guys go?
He was in Japan with us.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like he used to go on trips a lot. Todd just travels really well. We're like on the same page. He gets in it.
Yeah. Todd, I edit all of Todd's travel vlogs, and he does everything. He does everything, and I think that's like the coolest way to travel. There's nothing that he misses out on.
What other digs you got on me, Joe?
I mean, just like silly stuff. Why were you fired from your water job at Uncle Julio's?
My water job from Uncle Julio's?
But I know that
one. Oh, is a waiter job.
Yeah.
Oh, you do know that story.
I knew that story. Okay. But I do know recently this silly guy forgot his luggage in the Dallas airport.
Listen.
Who forgets their carry-on?
Buddy, I know. I was ashamed, and it was totally my fault.
Where was it?
I left it at the gate. Patricia.
Wait, what?
Listen.
You were getting to Dallas?
We had a layover in Dallas. We were going from Destin to Dallas. We get there at like 7 in the morning into Dallas, so we are super tired. We had to wake
you
up
just
at 5 or 4:30. Super tired. I have to sleep. We immediately go to the gate. I lay down, take a nap. Patricia, she has like a carry-on tote bag. She likes to walk around the airport with the tote bag with my carry-on because it's like a little dolly for it. So she was out walking around. I'm sleeping. She then comes back, leaves my luggage there. And at one point, I was like, where's my luggage? And I was like, oh, yeah, Patricia has it. And then she's like, babe, we got to get on the flight. She was in a different boarding group than me. I'm like, all right, see ya. I just strut onto that plane without it.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't know that I didn't have it until we were on the tarmac for 2 hours. And then suddenly the pilot's like, we have to deplane. Something's wrong with the plane. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wait. So you guys didn't even leave?
We didn't even leave the airport yet, Joe.
And you didn't?
So I open up the little
overhead bin. Did you sit next to her?
No. We were on standby for this flight. It's a long story.
Completely different spots on the plane.
Different spots on the plane.
Okay.
I then look in the bin, and I'm like, where's the bag? And she like sees me. She's like, I don't have it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I left it at the gate. I go to the gate. It's gone. We have a layover.
They thought it was a, don't say it.
Oh, yeah,
don't
buddy.
Don't want to say that
That's
on
why,
a plane.
Because I asked every lost and found place, and they're like, did you leave it at the gate unattended? I go, yes. They go, well, then it's with the police.
And you had all your vibrators in there?
Oh, yes. Joe, that's the first thing I thought about was the vibrators.
No, you didn't.
But you know what? Silver lining, I accepted that it was gone, and then I.
Wait, what do you mean you accepted it was gone? You didn't have anything valuable in there?
Luckily, no. It was just clothes.
No laptop, camera?
Nothing.
Nada?
I usually keep my valuables on in my backpack. I don't know. I just don't. Because I just know it's on me. Anyways, I accepted it was gone. And then I called on Tuesday. And I said, do you happen to have a green bag? And she goes, actually, we do. Sure enough, they found it. And now my mom has to go pick it up, luckily, because she lives in DFW. She's going to send it to me. She's going to find all the vibrators in it.
God damn it.
That's what I'm really worried about.
Yeah, but, I mean, you guys are a married couple now. You're allowed to explore things like that.
Would that be weird for you, if your kid, if you had to go get their bag and then you discovered...
You have LaCroix all over your mouth.
What do you call it?
LaCroix.
Oh.
LaCroix?
LaCroix. I call it LaCroix.
LaCroix.
I went to high school with a girl with that exact same last name, but she would go around and be like, it's LaCroix.
What were you going to ask? Something about my kids finding my vibrators?
Yeah, but do you think it would be weird if you found your kids' vibrators?
Wait, if I found my kids or they found mine?
You seem like a dad who would buy your kid Playboy.
Yeah, I would. Of course.
You don't want them Googling, like,
no.
All that's out there? You just want them to know it's
I want
print.
Them to have that physical copy to be able to touch the magazine. Let it get sticky. I don't care.
What was the first Playboy that you ever looked at?
WWE Sable was on the cover.
And you were like, I have to get this, Dad.
Yeah.
You asked your dad to buy it for you?
Yeah, it was the most uncomfortable situation.
How old were you?
I don't know. Well, I don't think that was the first one I got. I'm wrong. I think it was like the Tori Wilson and Sable one because I must have been, I was older for that one. And I asked for that one. And
I love you know these exact editions.
He bought it because he worked in New York City and he brought it home for me. And I remember him handing it to me, and I think he handed it to me folded.
Or in like a Sports Illustrated, like just like, hey, I think you'd like
ESPN
this.
Magazine
or an AP like magazine. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, I think he said, don't show your mom. And I think that's how it went down.
Damn. That's kind of a nice moment.
Yeah. It was really cool. We bonded over it.
Wow. Have you bought those editions back now as an adult?
I want them.
Buddy, do it. So I remember I didn't like have access to Playboys. Like, I don't think there were any in my house, or if my dad kept them like far away from me. But I was at a friend's house and his older brother had one
just
in
like
his bathroom. And I just remember looking at that all the time. Every time I would go over there just to look at this Playboy.
Who was in it?
I don't remember. I just remembered what it looked like. I remember there was like a brunette girl and it was red. And then it was fun because I got to thinking, I go, what year would that have been? Okay, so it must have been, I wasn't in high school, had to be in middle school, but young middle school, 2004 maybe. And then I go online.
Oh, did you
find
it?
And you just go, you look up all the covers of all the Playboys and you just go through, and I knew what I was looking for and I saw it. I'm like, that's the one.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, bought
it.
Yeah, only Playboy that I own, but I just wanted to. Like, and then it's crazy looking back at all these old photos that you used to just be like, blah, 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 over.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have it at your house?
Yeah, I do. I wonder where it's at. I think it's...
Oh, once this podcast is done, I'm buying that Playboy.
Yeah, go for it. The double edition.
Wait. Yes. That's so funny. I never went to the Playboy house.
Me neither, and it sucks. I always thought that we could do it. We should have done it way early on when David was popular. When David was like popping.
But even then, I don't think it was that cool.
I guess not, but apparently some like overseas guy bought it, and it's just like...
He made it his regular now.
That's...
I went to one of my first shoots when I moved here to LA. I went to the Weed House, the Marijuana Mansion. Do you know that one?
No. Like Dan Bilzerian's, like?
No. I think his name is, like, Mike Weed or Big Mike. Big Mike. That's his handle on Instagram. And I was shooting with this girl who was staying at the house, or her boyfriend was at the... I don't know. And I went to the house, and armed guards answer the door. And I say my name. They let me in. And keep in mind, I'm fresh to LA. I just moved here from New Jersey. And I'm shooting with this, like, Playboy model. And I go into the house, and there's weed everywhere.
Like plants or just like bowls, instead of bowls of fruit, just bowls of kush.
You know David's candy jar by his back bar?
Yes.
That was all weed.
Whoa.
And I mean, like, there was so much of it. And I started shooting with this woman, and there's other women there. It was
crazy.
Wait,
you're shooting with a playmate? Were they like, did you shoot like topless women?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I didn't know about this Playboy history of yours.
It wasn't like multiple. It was like there was maybe like four in total.
Are you like directing them? Are you like, yeah, okay, can we just like turn? No. Can you just jump up and down?
I shot with her once, and like 3 weeks later, I shot with her again, and she was asking more about me. She's like, wait, am I the first naked model you ever shot with? I'm like, yeah.
She did not say, really?
And she's
like, do you think she says that to all of her like new face photographers or videographers?
No, because these I met these other photographers that were doing it, and they're like middle-aged men. I was the only 26-year-old guy with a camera who was doing this. And she was like, oh my God, I just dropped my robe in front of you. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like sweating. You're like picking up the robe, just dabbing off the sweat.
Do you want to turn around?
Did you go on that porno set one day with them?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No. Did you?
No, I didn't. No. And I wouldn't have gone. Nope. I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
I wasn't invited.
Is there a house that you've always wanted to see in LA that you haven't?
No, I went to that that pool where Rice Gum used to stay at that says Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everyone's... That's like if you get invited to your first influencer party, always at that house.
David brought me there. No, there's no houses that I really want to go to.
That house is so hideous, though, that Rice Gum house.
Is it?
It looks like, I don't know, it looks like a community college.
I went, I don't care to go
to that
one.
I've been in Justin Bieber's old house. I've been in that one.
Uh-huh.
I've been, actually, I don't know.
I feel like you have really cool celebrity stories.
I do. I do. But I'll share them one day. I think I need like another 5 more years and then I'm out of my like my NDA, which didn't exist.
Oh, have you had to sign NDAs to go to people's houses? Oh, I had to
do that. I've signed an NDA at only one house that I've ever gone into. And it was just because the homeowner is such a nice house. They were like, if something bad happens here, you're going to try to sue and stuff.
But, yeah, me too. And he had armed guards at his house as well. He owned some kind of software company.
Have you ever been to the Goldstein Sheets house? Like the one from like the Big Lebowski?
No.
It's like that one that's like concrete looking and it's...
Where is it?
It's over in the Hollywood Hills and I've always wanted to go into it. And they donated it to the LACMA, so events are always there, but that's my big one. I've also always wanted to go in... Well, I've always wanted to go to the Cheaper by the Dozen house, but apparently the inside of the Cheaper by the Dozen house... isn't the inside of the movie. That's a set. And Kat Von D bought it, and she painted it all black.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I used to live near the Freddy Krueger house. That's in West Hollywood.
That's Bo Burnham's old house.
Is it?
Buddy, yes.
Wait, growing up in it?
No, Bo Burnham and his ex lived in that house.
Oh, that's scary.
Did you ever watch Inside? Are you a big Bo Burnham fan?
No.
You've never seen Inside? How are you not a Bo Burnham fan?
I never got into him.
You like comedy, you like music. He's like, he's both of that. Anyways,
he never did it for me.
He lived in, we're talking about the one that's right off like kind of Hollywood, right?
In West Hollywood, yeah. It's literally where.
Like the.
Near like, where the Guitar Center is.
Yes, yeah. Right there. So we heard about that. It was the Freddy Krueger house. And then Mike looked at the listing and he was going through the pictures and he noticed that in the guest house was where. This probably doesn't mean a lot to you, but I know our audience.
Oh, where he did his COVID special?
Yes.
Really?
So they had an open house. We got to go into the house, and I was just so excited because I just wanted to go just stand in that guest house where he shot that whole thing. And I got to go in there, but there was a security guard the whole time, and you weren't allowed to take photos.
But was it still his at the time of the open house?
Yeah, I think they were selling it. I think, well, him and his girlfriend at the time were breaking up because now he's with Phoebe Bridgers. Right. So... They had posters. They clearly were leaning into the Freddy Krueger-ness of the house because they had posters up of Nightmare on Elm Street. Then they had posters up of movies that his ex wrote and directed and stuff. So, yeah, pretty cool. But it's cool to say that I've stood in that.
The Brady Bunch house is around here, too.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives right across the street from the Brady Bunch house.
I have that same friend.
Yes, so that's pretty cool. Yes, so I've seen that house like many, many times.
Yeah.
And that they say that the Brady Bunch house is the second most photographed house next to the White House.
Really?
In America. But I'm kind of like, is that true? Because I think more people are going to like the American Horror Story house lately than the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah. It's really just a matter of what shows up on Google. I went to Walt Disney's house once.
Really?
It's kind of...
House? Just one house? Or did Walt Disney have houses?
No, he grew up in it. It's kind of near Dodger Stadium.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. Was it modest or did Walt Disney grow up rich?
No, it's pretty modest, but all these houses show up on Google Maps. So whenever you're near something, it says Walt Disney's house, childhood home. And you just tap it, and then it takes you right there.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought like a star map?
No, but those are all fake, I heard.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everything on it is like, this used to be their house.
Yeah, and there's no way to check it.
Do you know who used to live in Heath and Mariah's house?
Who?
June Newton.
Who's that?
You know the song, Angel by Shaggy? You know the beginning of Deadpool. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Don't call me Angel in the dawning, Angel.
Yeah.
She used to live in their house.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
A lot of people live in Toluca Lake.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song just moved right near like Heath and Mariah.
Really?
They bought Kiefer Sutherland's house. Wow. I've always been wanting to like catch them driving or like walking their dog or something if they have a dog.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but I'm such a, like a, what's the word? Like a, is that the word gawker?
Yeah.
Like, or I like to like look at celebrities, but I will never, ever approach them. I almost asked Youngblood for a selfie on my flight out of Dallas.
And you didn't want to? Somebody said that to me once. I wanted to go take a photo with somebody. I don't forget if it was you or Todd that was like, nah, don't do that.
Who was it?
I don't know. Maybe it was at that Babylon party. Where Tobey Maguire was there.
Tobey Maguire, I would not go up and ask for a photo.
I would.
No.
Why?
He's not that type of person.
No?
No. You know who I wish I asked for a photo? The day Patricia and I engaged her. I proposed to her. She said yes. We go to the hotel we're staying at, and we're going down to the Polo Lounge, and walks out Keanu Reeves. He's taking a photo with fans.
And you didn't want to?
No. I just... I didn't realize until after that Keanu Reeves loves his fans and takes photos with everybody. I just, in that mode where I just go, I like to let celebrities just be. I don't. They're enjoying their own time.
Yeah.
But he would have done it like that.
I saw Rick Harrison once from Pawn Stars. I regret not asking him for one.
Where'd you see him at?
We were at this hotel in Newport, and he was just sitting there. And I was like, there's no way that's him. And the entire time, I just kept staring, and it was him. I didn't ask him for a photo, though.
Damn.
I just have this vision where when I see celebrities, if I take a photo with them and post it and tag them, they see me. They're like, oh, I love your stuff. You had such a nice aura. Let's hang out.
Oh, okay. So they realize that you were that big of a deal after it?
Yeah, and I'm not even trying to hang out on a friend. It's more of a work level of like, oh, I fuck with your vibe. I think we could do a podcast together.
Whoa.
That's how I always look at it. I'm not trying to just collect photos. I think there's something that we can do in some kind of...
That's what I really wanted that with Pete Holmes, but and Jason surprised me with Pete Holmes. I listen to his podcast all the time, and that's truly what I think caused my appendicitis was...
Meeting Pete Holmes.
I just being surprised like that via blindfold and just the adrenaline that shot through my body and my upsets.
You look up to him, or you think he's hilarious?
I just like his personality. I like his podcast. I find him just a very entertaining person.
And then,
I've always had this vision that I was going to meet him at a party. I was going to get to talking with him, and we'd end up being friends.
And you had no idea.
And now I immediately like burst into tears, and I'm just this nervous wreck the entire time because I could not believe that the moment was happening. Yeah. A moment that I had envisioned for a very long time that I had rehearsed in my brain, but not this way through Jason.
Oh, no.
So I'm so grateful for the moment in meeting him, but I do have this moment where I think Pete Holmes was like, what the hell is that kid about?
Or
I was in a suit because I was about to go to the Emmys. Like, I don't know. I just was rehearsing the conversation over and over going, why? There were so many things I wanted to ask him and be cool, calm, and collected about, but my brain was just wah, 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 wah.
Jason tried surprising me with Mark Wahlberg once, and I was not having it.
Oh, did you go to that little pop-up, the taco thing?
But I already met him twice.
Oh, but then he would have really known you.
Well, he did. He recognized me and Caitlin, and I was like, this isn't a good surprise.
Oh, hey, Joe Volpes, huh? Yeah,
hey, Joe.
Little videos, man. Hey,
Joe.
We should mukbang sometime.
We should try these tacos. You want to come to Wahlburgers?
Yeah. Say hi to your mother for me.
What was I going to ask? What other celebrities, who do you have in your phone?
Celebrities that are in my phone. I got Joey King's number.
Who's that?
You don't know Joey King. The listeners would know who Joey King is.
Do they?
Fucking you uncultured swine.
Who is that?
Joey King. Dude, she's like, Joey King is
that
like,
your brother?
The thing is, you don't ask to see Joey King things. Joey King movies and stuff just show up. Like, or like you'll turn on a movie and like Joey King's in it. Joey King.
Oh, I thought it was a dude.
Oh, because my last name's King. I'm so stupid. Like, I didn't even put that together. That would be like, oh. You know what? It's probably like, I don't know.
Do you have Billie Eilish's number?
No, I don't. I don't think I do. I have Colby Calais. I have Steven Spielberg. I think I have Bruce Springsteen.
How did you get Bruce Springsteen's number? What kind of conversation? What kind of world do we live in where Matt...
It was a group chat thing. Dude, it's a long story. It's a long story, but I don't even want to go into it. But I don't think I'll ever text these people. I'm trying to think if there's like a
You should text Bruce. Ask him to perform at your wedding. Do it now.
No. Actually, I don't have it. Maybe I used to. Who's the most famous person you have in your phone? David Dobrik?
I don't think you care. I really think James Bourne is the biggest celebrity that I've ever had on.
The Simple Plan guy?
No, Busted. Busted.
Oh, shit.
He sells out arenas. That's insane.
That is pretty dope.
He's selling out an arena next month.
Did he invite you? Could you get a...
He said that he normally brings random people on tour with him. So maybe.
Do you have two exhibit CDs?
Yeah, he signed both of them.
Did you go to the CD store to buy exhibit CDs before you met him?
I go to Amoeba in Hollywood every single time before I meet a celebrity
and
that
you
I can
think
have
you're
going to
be friends with these people after you do that, Joe?
Brian Baumgartner, yes. But
me and I wish I talked to Brian Baumgartner.
Me and Exhibit had a cool little thing.
He won nationals in dramatic interpretation when he was in high school, and I've always wanted to ask him about it.
I got to write that down. I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah, did he win DI? And ask him what piece did he perform. I'm just so curious about it. Do you know Gerard Way and Joe Rogan are cousins?
Cousins, yeah.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah. This is my Harry Potter one, signed by Daniel Radcliffe.
Bullshit! Yep. Are you kidding me?
Beckett verified.
Where did you? How did that happen? You met Daniel Radcliffe?
He was on the pod.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was in that chair.
No, he wasn't. Daniel Radcliffe did not come over to this house.
Yes, he did.
Show me a picture.
I have a wand. I have a wand.
I would have seen. Oh, buddy, out of all the clips that you're pulling from this podcast, I've seen none from Daniel Radcliffe. How did you meet Daniel Radcliffe?
No, I bought it online.
But what? You are that guy who goes into those remember
memorabilia shops?
Memorabilia shops at malls, and you buy that stuff.
Well, I bought it as a gift for Natalie because I thought she loved the Harry Potter series.
She doesn't like Harry Potter. She likes Star Wars.
I got her something else from Star Wars also, but I heard she also liked Harry Potter. So I gave it to her. She wasn't excited. She didn't want it, so now I have it.
Got it. Now, you have an autographed Muhammad Ali thing. Clearly he didn't tie it. R.I.P. Muhammad.
That one, me and Ilya were supposed to get each other gifts when we rented out a cabin in Big Bear.
Okay.
And our budget was $1,000. And I got him another Muhammad Ali autograph. And I got the other one. And then he got me a snowboard. But I don't snowboard.
Why'd he get you a snowboard if you don't snowboard?
I don't know. Ilya gets me a lot of big gifts. And he tries really hard. But sometimes they just don't land. So, like, the snowboard didn't land.
Like this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Like this podcast. This mirror upstairs was sick, though.
Yes, the one that used to be part of the
Flatiron building. That's a cool mirror.
That's where, not where the Daily Planet, but where Peter Parker worked?
No, he worked at the Daily Bugle.
And that's in the Flatiron, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not a Marvel guy, dude.
Neither am I, dude. Yeah, but I'm Spider-Man, I'm pretty familiar with. I'm pretty sure the Flatiron building is where the Daily Bugle. You're not a Spider-Man, not a Marvel guy, but you know the name of the place where he works?
Because that's like part of my joke. Oh. I go up to David, I say, hey, can I take a photo for the Daily Bugle? And then David goes.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. I really hope David will break out of his Marvel-ness.
Yeah, I hope David's still watching this podcast. I know this is the longest podcast I've ever done.
David has never once been on my podcast. Has he ever been on this one?
No, because me and Ilya made a promise to never have him.
I feel like it would be too much of an operation to have him.
No, me and him are pretty cool. I picture you getting nervous around him. Do you get nervous around him?
David?
Yeah.
No, I'm not nervous around David.
Do you get nervous around Mike?
No. Why do you think I would be nervous around David?
I was just making a joke.
No, I'm more like call David. I just call David out on shit.
Yeah.
Or David will be like, I'll be with like Mike and he'll be like, he got something. He goes, hey, Mike, come look at this. I'm like, I'm right here, David. You could just go like, why not ask both of our opinions? And there was something also about where he wanted to put his barbecue like set. And he goes, hey, I think I was with you. He's like, hey, Joe, can you come look and figure out where I should put this barbecue? I'm like, why not ask me? I've played Sims multiple times. David, I could really give you an opinion about the interior of your patio. But no, I'll call David out on stuff like that. I'm like, I'm right here, David.
Yeah.
You could do it. You could say that.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming by.
This is it?
I don't know. We've been doing it for an hour and 10 minutes. You want to keep going?
No.
Joe Rogan style.
Rogan style, 3 hours?
Can you do it?
Buddy, I wish I could do podcasts for 3 hours because...
Well, don't you record unfiltered for 3 hours?
No.
Oh, how long are those episodes?
Like, I feel like the same time as how we've been recording now, what we've had... Yeah, we've gone 13 minutes into our third session.
Oh, wow.
Of recording. So, yeah, it's just that. No, but I kind of want to start live streaming. I got a whole gaming setup now.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I just finished a game called Disco Elysium, and I'm glad I didn't stream that. I kind of want to do more adventure-based games. I'm very aware about video game addiction and how, like, obsessive it is. And so I like more campaign games because I feel like if you're doing like a repetitive battle over and over and over and you just want to get back into that and chasing that rush, I'd be on the computer all day.
Yeah.
Like, I almost got really addicted to Fortnite at one time.
I got really addicted to Call of Duty.
Are you worried to like pick up a controller and get back into it?
Yeah. Because I black out and I don't do anything else. And especially like David, who has nothing but time on his hands, and he's just always like, yo, let's hop on. And then we start, and then we play, and then you get those kills, and then you get the rush, and then you're hanging out with your friends, but you're not really because you're in separate houses.
Yeah.
It has all of the everything of something that I can't stay away from.
Yeah. Shoot 'em up games stress me out. I get a little stressed.
Do you?
Yes. Going into a room, it's like, oh God, there's another guy. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
Well, do your Sims. Do your Sims.
Do
streaming.
My Sims. Buddy, I love watching Sims builders, people who build houses on Sims. Sims has gotten so much better since Sims 1, Sims 2. It is, Sims 4 is insane. There's these two girls, Karen and Connie. I'm obsessed with these gals. They do challenges and build homes on The Sims, and it's unbelievable, Joe.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I watch all of their videos. I want to be that good. I want to be able to design rooms and houses incredibly. So we'll see.
I hope I get some TikToks by them.
Did we have good TikTok bits for this? I love you. I know that you love a good TikTok bit, Joe.
I do love TikTok bits. I actually have a gift for you, Matt.
Did you know? What'd you get me?
Well, that did you know is not me. That's my friend.
Have I been okay on this podcast? I feel like I've been a freaking nut lately.
Yeah.
What? Joe?
Of course. So what I like to do here on the pod is companies will send me stuff, and I ask for extra stuff so I can give the guests. And this is from Agua Mala Swimsuit Company.
Ooh. Is this going to be my first Speedo?
I hope so.
Joe! Oh my gosh!
Just some swim trunks.
Some swim trunks with some rubber ducky tubes on it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's really crazy. Rubber duckies are like my. It's really weird. It's like my sign that the universe is right. So, do you ever play the manifestation game?
No.
So, like, do you believe in manifestation and making your dreams come true? Some days, like, well, I'll think about rubber duckies a lot, and I'm like, I don't go looking for rubber duckies. Rubber duckies find me. And so whenever I find rubber duckies, it's like a big, this
moment.
Is what I've been envisioning. I mean, this could have palm trees on it. This could have anything, but it has rubber duckies on it. Like,
that's
this
you.
Was meant to happen.
Yeah.
What size is it? Medium?
It says large. I thought it was a large.
I can do the Elliot shred.
Well, no. I can give you a large. I have another one in there.
Oh, there's a large. It's a rubber ducky. It's on a different pattern.
Yeah.
Rubber duckies?
I think so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
You're such a kind friend. I love you for having me on. And everybody who's listening, keep on listening. There are so many amazing episodes that Joe has interviewed, guests that are much cooler than me. So please go give all of those videos some love. Comment down below what you like about me. And what else, Joe?
Go listen to Matt on Hoot and a Half. Another YouTube channel going to be linked down below. And go listen to Good Influences. And go listen to him on Unfiltered.
Yes.
Matt is on 3 podcasts.
Please, listen to all of it. Add me on Snapchat.
And add him on Snapchat. Thanks for being here, Matt.
Love you, buddy.
Lightweights, out! Thank you.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.